Hare Krishna. We can't grasp the truth. We can only let the truth grasp us. We can't grasp the truth. That means that sometimes when a child is trying to reach a fruit which is on a branch, which is out of reach, the child may stretch and stretch and stretch and try to reach that fruit. So, we can't reach the truth like that by stretching our intellect. Actually, we need to be lifted up, just as if a person is trapped in a disaster zone, then a helicopter can lift up the person. So similarly, we can be lifted up. If we want to, we are lifted up by the truth, and then we actually comprehend the truth. Now, what do we here mean when we refer to the truth? There are truths of this world and there are truths beyond this world. The supreme truth, God, Krishna, is ultimately in his highest manifestation beyond this world. And we may be able to grasp some of the truths of this world by stretching our intellect and shedding our intellectual sweat. But to grasp the truth about the one who is beyond this world, we cannot just do it by our own efforts. The Bhagavad Gita 10.11 states, Tesham evanu kampartham aham agyana jamtamaha na shayamyatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvataha. So tesham evanu kampartha. So for having mercy on them, being compassionate to them, Krishna states, what do? Agyana jamtamaha. The darkness which is born of ignorance, I remove that. And nashayami atma bhavastho. And by destroying that, I who am situated in their hearts, jnana deepena bhasvataha, I illumine them with the torch light of knowledge. So what this means is that Krishna is the inner illuminator. And it is his illumination from within that dissipates the darkness. The darkness that keeps us captivated to the material level of reality where we imagine pleasure. So, if we want to rise to the spiritual level of reality and perceive Krishna, then we need to have this darkness removed. And that is removed by Krishna through his grace. Now, his grace manifests in many ways. The most accessible way his grace manifests is through the process of Bhakti Yoga, which is like a rope that lifts us up and raises us to higher spiritual reality. So, now, when we have our intelligence, if we use our intelligence and try to analyze God from our present level of perception, from the material consciousness, then we can't understand God. Rather, if we raise our consciousness upwards to the spiritual level, then we can gain better insight of him. So, that's why those who do a lot of intellectual analysis but stay stuck at the material level can't perceive God properly. But God, manifesting as a supremely loving and lovable Supreme Person Krishna, he lifts up those who express their submission to him through service, through devotional service. So we use our intelligence to understand the need to be elevated. And we use our intelligence to hold on to the process that will elevate us. And when so we don't have to reject our intelligence, but we have to subordinate the intelligence and harmonize it with Krishna's words given in scripture. And when we thus express our devotion to him, then he lifts us up and elevates and liberates us into a life of eternal love and happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.